Today, and I'm going to, if we would just throw the passage right up on the screen, and it's from John chapter 11. And last week, Pastor Jared talked about the beginning of the story of Jesus and Lazarus, where Lazarus dies, and for some reason, Jesus waits 2 days to start going to see Lazarus and his sisters. But we're going to read this Bible passage, and then we'll dive right into our lesson for today. John chapter 11, verses 17 through 27, where it talks about Jesus is the resurrection and the life. So if you would, just follow along up on the screen. Now when Jesus came, he found that Lazarus had already been in the tomb 4 days. Bethany was near Jerusalem, about 2 miles off, and many of the Jews had come to Martha and Mary to console them concerning their brother. Now when Martha heard that Jesus was coming, she went and met him, but Mary remained seated in the house. Martha said to Jesus, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. But even now I know that whatever you ask from God, God will give you." Jesus said to her, "Your brother will rise again." And Martha said to him, "I know that he will rise again in the resurrection on the last day." And Jesus said to her, "I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, though he die, yet shall he live. And everyone who lives and believes in me shall never die. Do you believe this?" And she said to him, "Yes, Lord, I believe that you are the Christ, the Son of God, who is coming into the world." Let's pray over this passage. God, this morning as we dive into this passage where Jesus comes to Bethany and he interacts with Martha and Mary, I pray that as we look at this passage today that you would have it speak to us, have it change how we react and respond to you when you ask us, "Do you believe?" And be with us this morning. May the words that come out of my mouth glorify you. And be with us as we jump into this passage. It's in your name we pray, God. Amen. Before I share a couple thoughts on this passage, there's a couple things that I want to point out. Can you bring the scripture back up on the screen? The first thing is this. If in verse 25, where it says, Jesus said to her, "I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, though he die, yet shall he live." That beginning part where it says, "I am," for us readers, it might just be like, okay, it just says, "I am." But if you were to say these words in the Jewish culture, right away, they would make the connection that you were talking about being God or being like God by using powerful words like "I am." So I want to point that out because that will be important later. And another thing that I want to point out is this story between Martha and Mary. Because as Jesus is making his way to Bethany, we have Martha and Mary, and they both respond differently to Jesus making his way to Bethany. First, we have Martha, who it's almost like she drops everything, gets up, and goes and meets Jesus. And then we have Mary, who doesn't drop everything, and she just stays in the house seated. And a lot of people, they look at this passage and think, well, Martha is how Christians should respond, and Mary isn't. But as we read this passage, we got to kind of stay away from that because we don't know if Mary just didn't hear that Jesus was coming. But what I want to focus on today is really how Martha responds, and not saying that she is better than Mary or not, and I just wanted to point that out before we dive in today. And the third thing that I want to point out, it's in actually the first verse of our passage, in verse 17 at the beginning. It says, "Now when Jesus came, he found that Lazarus had already been in the tomb 4 days." And for us readers, we're like, 4 days, okay, that's 4 days in the tomb. But in the Jewish culture, for somebody who has died, it was 3 days that the Jewish people believed was the amount of time until somebody's soul, like, officially left their body. So on the fourth day, when you saw somebody, like, I guess, decomposing or something like that, they would be like, they are officially dead. So in this passage, when they say 4 days, when Jesus waits 4 days, it's almost like he's like, this person is really dead, and what Jesus is about to do is going to be just mind-blowing. And a lot of us know this story, I'll share a little bit about that. So I just wanted to just share a couple of those things before I jump in tonight, today. And this passage is fascinating because Jesus claims that he is the resurrection and life. And as we read this passage, we see Martha and Mary grieving over the loss of their brother. And it's something that happened then, you know, death and grief happened then, but it's also something that happens to us today. It's not like it was, people only died back then and not today, but it's something that happened then, and it's something that happened now. And as we read this passage, what the problem is, when you ask, what's the problem here? It is that death is the problem, and that everyone faces a physical death. We see it then with Lazarus dying and his sisters grieving, and we see it now happening even with the loss of a loved one. And so that's what our problem is as we're looking at this passage today, that the problem is death. And losing a loved one is really tough. For my family and I, over this last year, I lost two grandmothers, grandmas. My great-grandma Joyce, who was an incredible maker of cream orange cookies. I loved them. And she was just really important in my upbringing. And then my grandma Jan, who'd passed away from cancer. And every birthday, when I was in Grandma Jan's presence, she would always say this: "May you be as good as gold throughout the coming year, like a little sunbeam shining bright and clear." And I remembered that growing up, that she would always sing this to me, and like all of us kids, we had to hear Grandma Jan, you know, say this phrase to us before our birthday was like complete. And both of these women that were in my life had passed away this last year, and this idea of death, it's like, come on, why does that have to happen? Why does Lazarus have to die? Why are Mary and Martha grieving that? And questions when we talk about death really come up, where we start being like, you know, God, why would you do this? Or why would you allow something like this to happen? God, if you were good, why would you allow something like this to happen? Or you could have stopped it, God, why didn't you? And so when we're around these topics and ideas of death, there's a lot of emotions that really can come up. It could be grief. There's forms of healthy grief and not healthy grief. Sadness. I am sad that my Grandma Jan and my Grandma Joyce are gone. There can be anger. There can be joy and celebration, like they lived a good life. If somebody's like, yeah, happy because you're dead, that's not a good kind of joy. But there can be so many emotions that come up that during this tough topic of death. And the reality is that all humanity experiences this. Nobody escapes it, but all humanity experiences this. And I think in our culture, it's something that we don't like to think about because it's an uncomfortable topic to talk about. And so I just wanted to share a little bit about that. And this morning, as we look at this passage, what I want us to look at is not necessarily like this story of death and stuff like that, but what I want us to look at is, how does Martha respond? How does Martha respond to Jesus? And then the spoiler alert, next week we're going to be hearing about, sorry, I'm spoiling this if you haven't heard this, but next week we're going to look at the passage right after this where Jesus raises Lazarus from the dead. But today, as we look at this passage, what I want us to look at is this: how does Martha respond before Jesus raises her brother? How does Martha respond before Jesus raises her brother? Is it kind of like, hey, Jesus, if you raise my brother from the dead, then I will believe in you? Is it like that? Or is it kind of like, hey, Jesus, I believe in you even if you didn't raise my brother from the dead? So keep that in mind as we're looking into this passage. today. And here's the truth that whoever lives and believes in Jesus will never die. And faith in Jesus, this is an interesting thing. Faith in Jesus doesn't make the believer or faith doesn't make that person immortal. But faith in Jesus, it gives us, it doesn't allow death to have power over how we live our lives. And whoever believes and lives in Jesus, they will never die. And we live in a culture where there's a lot of stories, you could say like vampire stories or zombie stories, where there's a lot of stories that we consume about being immortal as if that's what we long for. But being a follower of Jesus doesn't necessarily mean that we'll have immortal bodies, but that we will have eternity with God. And so that's something to look at today too. And the hope is that those who believe and trust in Jesus, that we believe that Jesus is making all things right. So when we're confronted with death, when we're confronted with this problem that even Martha and Mary experienced, when we're confronted with this, we realize that Jesus is our hope. He is coming to make all things right. He is coming to restore. He's coming to reconcile and fix brokenness. And death is part of that brokenness. And Jesus is the answer. So we need Jesus. And even like how Jesus asks Martha, he asks it to us too, but this is what he asks in verse 26. "And everyone who lives and believes in me shall never die." And then he asked Martha, "Do you believe this?" She said to him, "Yes, Lord, I believe that you are the Christ, the Son of God, who is coming into the world." She says, "Yes, Lord." And you have to keep this in mind, that she says, "Yes, Lord," before he does anything. She believes that he is the Son of God before he's about to heal her brother, who has been dead for 4 days. Like, he's really dead. In the Jewish culture, if you said 4 days, they're like, "Oh my goodness, he's really dead. He's about to do something spectacular." But when we look at this passage, Jesus, or Martha, says yes to Jesus before he does anything. All right, so keep that in mind. The other truth is this: as we read the scripture, Jesus says, "I am the resurrection and the life." And Jesus is the resurrection and life. And we have to ask, what does that mean? And when Jesus says this, what he is meaning is not only is he the resurrection or the hope that we have when we die or the last days, but his resurrection is something that is already happening, is already beginning in him, and it is present. So when we say you live and believe in Jesus, who you are now is changing. Not just something that you wait to when you die. And so this is fascinating because when he says, "I am the resurrection," Jesus, it's very fascinating. In verse 23, Jesus says this: "Your brother will rise again." When Martha is talking with him, Jesus says, "Your brother will rise again." And it's almost like he's delaying about to raise Lazarus. It's almost like he's delaying it. The week before, when Jesus found out that Lazarus was, when Jesus found out that Lazarus was sick, what does Jesus do? He waits 2 full days before he starts making his journey to Bethany. It's almost like, "Jesus, what are you doing? Why not just go right away?" And it's almost like he is intentionally delaying the work that he's about to do. And we have to ask the question, you know, why is he doing that? And in verse 23 in our passage today, he says, you know, he says, "Your brother will rise again," almost like he's delaying it again. And as he says this, it's not like he's saying, "Hey, I'm about to raise your brother." He's just saying, "Your brother will rise again," as if it's like, "Hey, on the last day, you know, he'll rise again." And so it's like he's delaying again. And we have to ask this question, why is Jesus doing it? And it's almost like this delay is designed to help people see who he really is. It's like he's delaying on purpose to help people see who he really is. And it's fascinating. The 2-day delay is not just to raise Lazarus and restore him to Martha and Mary and the brothers and sisters, but it's to make the realization that what unites Jesus with them encompasses more than what they expected of him. Because earlier in the passage, it's almost like they were expecting Jesus to come and raise Lazarus. But he delays 2 days. He's kind of putting it off. And you're like, why does he do that? And it seems like he's doing it on purpose. But then, once again, we come to that verse 26. And Jesus says, do you believe this? And Martha responds, yes, Lord, I believe that you are the Christ, the Son of God. So for Martha, even amidst grieving the death of her brother, this has not prevented her from living and believing in who Jesus claims and says he is. And I think it's fascinating because as we apply that to our life, a lot of times one of the biggest reasons people don't follow God or give up on God is like, well, this person died in my life and I can't trust a God who would do that or allow that to happen. And these tough questions, you know, come up. But even for Martha, it's so fascinating how she responds, because even with the death of her brother and she expected Jesus to raise him and he didn't, she says, yes, Lord, I believe. And that is fascinating. And here's the question, even before we know what's going to happen, Jesus is going to raise Lazarus, but what we see is, the question asks, what if Jesus didn't raise Lazarus? Martha still believes that he is the Son of God who has come into the world. But Jesus does raise Lazarus, and he still believes that Jesus is the Son of God who has come into the world. And that is fascinating. And so, with this problem of death that they experienced then and they experience now, that all who face this problem, we all face it, we face it in life and we wrestle with these questions of death, and life can find an answer only through faith in Jesus. And whoever lives and believes in Jesus will never die, because Jesus is the resurrection of life. And so my question to you is, do you believe that? Do you believe that Jesus died on the cross for our sin, for human sin? He died on the cross, was dead and buried, and then he came back to life, defeating death, and then he revealed himself to hundreds of people before he ascended back up into heaven to sit at the right hand of God. And the question is, do you believe that? And if you believe that, that is where we find our hope for what comes after now, or after we die here. And so I'll leave us with that, and how Martha responds, I think, is fascinating. So let's pray, and then we'll have the band come on back up. All right, God, thank you for this story of Martha and Mary and Lazarus. And God, dealing with death is a really tough subject and a really tough topic, but I pray that you'd help us be like Martha and how she responds to who you are before you do anything, and that is that you are the Son of God. And I pray that today in our day that would be something that we would come to believe as well. Help us have that belief. Help us believe that you did die for us, and you give us hope, and you give us meaning and purpose. And it's in your name, Jesus, that we pray. Amen.